when you find a situation in an area and there's far too many Airbnbs, it just leaves, like I says, the long-term rental very limited. And again, I believe it increases the cost of rent on people. Working class people can't afford the rent that is out there at the minute. That's why we're seeing so many of our young people, one of the reasons anyway, that they're emigrating, because they can't afford rent in other countries abroad. And it has to be regulated, and it's not regulated, and the government knows this. And if there is the steps taken, and you know, reading the Independent, that was the report that was in the Independent yesterday, hopefully there will be a move, and a quick move done in relation to Airbnb. But the overall issue of a housing that isn't being dealt with properly by the government in Dublin, deliberately, we've seen now that Fianna Fáil wants to go back to the Galway tent days of looking after developers with more tax breaks and making rich people richer. We shouldn't be relying on the private market to build the houses. We as a state have the capacity, have the ability and the wealth to build homes, and that's what we should be doing, setting up a state body that their job is to build homes, employing craft people directly and building the homes that we need to keep our youth living in the communities where they want to live and where they're from.
That's probably the big key point, is that a number of people, you know, has been a lot of talk that young people don't want to live in areas, they want to move away. But certainly if the opportunity was there to do so, a lot of them would be remaining in the areas they're from.
Well, look, the people do say young people want to travel around the world and experience, you know, different cultures and different ways of organising communities. And of course, that there's nothing wrong with that. But generally, people used to return home after a number of years. What we're finding in Donegal here is that that's not the case, that they're not returning home like we used to, because the cost of rental is far too high. The cost of buying a home is just beyond the reach of any working class person or couple, and the services that come along. And if you look at the childcare issues that's out there, if you look at issues around dishcaring and other services, even right down to simple things of footpaths and streetlights, that we're not seeing being built. We're not getting the finances from the central government to build the infrastructure we need in rural areas. And again, people say Donegal's the forgotten county. I believe that we're not the forgotten county. They know we're here. They just don't care.